It is, and it's a very warm welcome back to the wonderful world of 88 FM to Tanya Hanekom. Hello, Tanya.
Hi there, how are you today?
I'm good, always good. Where are you based at the moment, Tanya?
At this very moment, I'm in Johannesburg at my practice. But I actually live in the Eastern Cape, and I have a practice in the Eastern Cape as well.
Blimey, you're taking over the world, hey? How's Johannesburg today? Nice weather?
Yeah. It's a beautiful day. Yeah.
Same here.
Nice and warm, as only Joburg gets.
Yeah, same here as well. All right, now we're talking about hearing aids today, features and technology. So let's kick off with, why are people, in the first place, prescribed hearing aids?
So hearing aids, it's a strange passion of mine. It's one of my favorite things to talk about. You know, it's not what every little girl dreams of doing when they become older. But it's a real passion of mine. Your question was, why are hearing aids prescribed?
Yes.
Yeah. So hearing aids are prescribed specifically for people who have hearing loss. And that hearing loss can be anything from a mild hearing loss that's only just beginning to be a problem, all the way through to a severe or a profound hearing loss. And so the prescription of the hearing aid is calculated according to that person's hearing loss. So they're specifically programmed for each individual.
Now, I've heard people ask, Tanya, can I just get one hearing aid? Because maybe they feel that their hearing in one ear is good, but not in the other one. How does that work?
Yeah. So most of the time we fit two hearing aids. If you imagine somebody who in the old days would wear a monocle, you know, just the single eyeglass lens in one eye, it's a very strange concept to only wear a hearing aid on one ear. We do have some patients, if hearing is normal in one ear, that they wouldn't need a hearing aid on both ears, or if they've got a hearing loss in one ear that's maybe unaidable for some reason. Then we would only fit them with one hearing aid. And of course, if there's financial constraints.
Sure.
And somebody can only afford one, then we can do that. But in general, two hearing aids is best because we're designed to hear with two ears.
All right, now tell us the basics. How does a modern hearing aid work? I mean, they've obviously evolved over time. So what are we looking at now?
All right. So, you know, the basic components of a hearing aid, if you imagine it like an electric circuit, is a microphone to pick up the sound, an amplifier to make the sound louder, and a speaker to put the amplified sound out into the ear. Now, if you imagine those three components in a miniature form and put into a device that actually fits inside or behind the ear, that alone is a phenomenal achievement, but we've come a long way from that. These days, the hearing aids include two microphones per ear, so that allows for directional hearing. It includes rechargeable batteries so that people don't have to, you know, change or fiddle with batteries, but they simply charge their hearing aids overnight. We have a wireless coil that allows our patients to connect their hearing aids to their cell phones, and to extra devices like a TV streamer or a microphone external. And then, of course, inside the hearing aid is where the magic happens, because you have a tiny, tiny microchip, which is really a small computer processor. And that is the device that we program at your audiologist's office. So we take the audiogram for the patient and we process that information. Using formulas, we create a prescription of how that person should be hearing.
All right, now,
and that prescription is programmed into the hearing aid.
Okay, now obviously hearing aids make sound louder, but is there anything else that they actually do with sound for the person wearing them?
Yeah, so they don't simply make sounds louder. They do make sounds louder, but hearing aids have got various channels, and so depending on the shape of the person's audiogram, they also will make certain sounds louder while not necessarily applying much amplification to other sounds. And so, you know, they're not simply making everything louder, because that wouldn't necessarily be helpful. So they're programmed specifically for the person's shape of their hearing loss. And the other thing that they do very cleverly is they clean up the sound. So sound going into a hearing aid would first be processed through this computer. The hearing aid then cleans up the sound, so there's actually artificial intelligence built into most of the new hearing aids. And the hearing aids can actually pre-recognize or categorize sounds into certain categories or features or types of noise. And then the hearing aid knows whether to amplify that or actually make it softer.
All right. Now, a lot of people are now buying things online. I'm not just talking about hearing aids. I'm talking about just about everything. Is that a good idea? I mean, could you go online and shop on the internet? Or is it really better to consult and get a consultation with an audiologist?
Yeah, it's as you've heard from this interview, hearing aids are incredibly complicated devices. And the process that we go through as audiologists to get the programming and the prescription correct for our individual patients is a phenomenally intricate and personalized process. And so it filled me with horror to consider somebody buying a hearing aid online. Most of the hearing aids that you see advertised, you know, like a Temu or one of these social media platforms, most of those hearing aids are simply amplifiers, and they actually can't be programmed correctly for one's hearing loss. And also, if you're buying a hearing aid online, it's an extremely risky business from a medical perspective, because you might be missing a certain diagnosis or condition of the ear. So really, it's most ideal to have an audiologist work with you through the process.
Okay, now just finally, is it ever too late to get a hearing aid? Kind of, when is the best time? Okay,
no,
so you can be 106 and you can still go and get one, right?
Absolutely. You know, because I have some of my patients say, oh, you know, I'm so old, do I really want to spend money on this? And the answer is, of course, if you can improve your quality of life, even at a later stage, you know, and improve your conversation with your grandchildren, you're never too old. Having said that, the younger you are, the easier it is to get used to something new, and the brain has to adjust to the sound. So we actually recommend that people take action sooner rather than later, because the adjustment and the stimulation of the brain is better done sooner than later, as always.
Tanya, are these hearing aids waterproof? Can you shower and swim with these hearing aids still in?
Yeah, great question. So they have an IP68 rating, which means that they are waterproof. Okay. However, those tests are done using distilled water in a lab. They're not done using, you know, sweat or salt water. So the idea is that, you know, if you get a splash or two on the hearing aids, they should be able to withstand it. But I certainly wouldn't recommend my patients, you know, going for a swim with their hearing aids on.
All right. Now, if somebody wants to get hold of you, they're not too happy with the hearing at all, how do they go about that, Tanya?
So the best step is to find an audiologist that's in your area. You want somebody that's close by, that you can, you know, pop down and see them for ongoing support with hearing aids. And so our network of audiologists is ICAN, Independent Connected Audiologist Network. And the nature of independent audiologists is that we work with a range of different hearing aid companies. And so you can get advice for something that's really best suited to you and to your finances. And so we have a network of audiologists all over South Africa. If you go onto independentaudiologists.co.za, there's a lovely search tool there where you can find an audiologist near you. You simply type in your suburb and you search for, and it brings up the list of audiologists that are in your area.
Super. Tanya, as always, thank you for joining us on 88FM, and we look forward to the next time.
Perfect. Thanks so much for having me,
Katsune. Pleasure. Anytime at all. There we go. Tanya Hanekom. Telling it like it is, of course. So, yeah, you know what to do. Get onto that website for your local closest audiologist. Freshly Crowned here now. Things have changed. Question is, for the better or not?